Well, thank you for listening to Ask a Black Woman. It is your girl, Shanera, the mouthpiece. And although the hour is upon me and the day is dwindling and I'm feeling a little fatigued, I could not pass up a moment to honor the last, 2.5 hours that we have of August 4th, 2018. As you all have probably seen when you did some Googling, there was a picture of an older black woman for the Google Doodle of the day. And it was an artistic representation of Mama Maya Angelou, who would have celebrated her 90th birthday today. So here at Ask a Black Woman, it is a must that we pay homage to the great late Maya Angelou, who died in 2014 it was. And I will be brief. I'm gonna let you guys know about what Mama Maya means to me. Most people are very familiar with some form of her poem Still I Rise, and also with the first autobiographical book, Why the Caged Bird Sings. And so I'm going to share with you guys about that. That book came out in 68, and it's sold millions of copies worldwide, has been translated. So I'm going to put y'all on break, give y'all a musical motivation. Y'all going to be surprised at the Still I Rise that I pull out of the crates for y'all after this. Check it out. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in as we continue with a special Ask a Black Woman episode honoring the late, great Maya Angelou, who would have turned 90 years old today on April 4th. I thought I would play that song version of Still I Rise just for kicks. Who knew that there was a song? I didn't know that there was a song called Still I Rise with Lil Wayne featuring Nicki Minaj. And thankfully, the clip that I heard of the hook it wasn't profane. It actually was pretty, it was clean, and it had a positive message for it. So just for kicks, letting you know Still I Rise is still inspiring across the nations, across the generations. Anyway, as I had promised before we went to break, I wanted to tell you the significance of what Still I Rise is for me and Maya Angelou's influence on me as a poet, as a writer, as a performer. So here's a little story, true story. When I was in sixth grade, my mother moved us from the all black neighborhood in the west side to a mixed, very first time I've ever lived in a mixed neighborhood on the north side of Chicago. And subsequently, the school I went to was just the same. For the first time in my life, no. I take that back. Let me take that back. I had a white teacher in grade school, one teacher, but it had been some time. Anyway, I'm in this new school, mixed students, like I'm telling you, from everywhere. Iran, Kenya, you name it, Hispanic, Belizean, all that in that class. And I had an Italian teacher, Miss Manos. I will never forget Miss Manos because Miss Manos was overweight. She walked on a cane and people were so mean to her because of it. She wore a lot of makeup and she was very strict, or perceived to be strict. But as I would come to learn and respect, and pretty much all the teachers I've had that kids were not fond of were the ones who pushed us the most. And Miss Manos, I was in that woman class for maybe a month or two before she picked up on the same gift that all my other teachers from my school on the west side saw. And it was my gift of communicating for some reason. And so specifically the writing thing and the poetry. And that has been literally a constant theme since I was like in first and second grade. And my teachers would enter me in these contests. And Miss Manos did the same thing. And she wanted me to perform for some oratory contest. And what did she choose for the little black girl, her contest to perform? I had to learn Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. And day after day, for however long it was, for preparation for this, for my delivery, Miss Manos drilled that poem into me. And so I thought that I was a pretty much a good poet, especially since I came of age when rap was coming of age. I'm like, how's somebody gonna tell me how to do a poem or something? I can spit, you know, we weren't saying that back in, but I could bust a rhyme quick. And so, but she was teaching me a different way to deliver at a competitive level in a different scenario. So taking what I did from the street and grooming it. And so learning how to emphasize and inflect with my voice and doing so much more. And so I'm grateful. I know Miss Manos passed, I think when I was in high school, I heard about it. But I'm grateful that in her legacy and her pushing me forward, she implanted Still I Rise in my mind. But it began to take on meaning subliminally, you see. And so that's how that got started. Of course, I read Maya Angelou's book. I read that book, Still I Rise, several times, and a couple of her other books. She wrote 36 books. And then, if you guys read the book and you know anything about Maya's life, she was sexually assaulted when she was 7 by a friend of the family. And because the sexual assault damaged her, and I'm bringing that up specifically because April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And I'm bringing it up specifically because it silenced her. So she went on a 5-year silence where she didn't write, didn't say any words. So that's how the sexual assault affected her. But I am so glad that it didn't kill her, because for so many women, it takes on a self-destructiveness, and they keep that secret buried deep down for years. Some people go to the grave and they never tell their story. And so she delivered herself out of that when she began to consume, and she read the whole library where she lived. And when she opened her mouth, when she just finally decided to open her mouth, she has so much to say, so much to share with us. And we have been benefiting from that for so long, and I'm so grateful from that. But I thought it would be definitely be a great point to emphasize that, especially to anybody who may be listening who are survivors of sexual assault or who have been silenced. Just know that you don't have to be silent, and there's a way out where you don't have to continue to live in fear and continue to live like that. Let Maya's story inspire you. And if you haven't read it, read it. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up by giving you one more true story from the chapter of my life. So I did my first acting role in 2004. On a whim, I saw an audition in a church bulletin, the church I was attending at the time. And I went in audition, and I actually got a lead role. I had absolutely no prior training or experience acting prior to that. And so for this particular play called The Retreat, for the final scenario, final song, I had to share the song with a couple of the other leads. And we all sang a song called Still I Rise, sung by Yolanda Adams. Let that sit. You know, imagining, you tying these things together in your head. I'm thinking, wow, when I was in the 7th grade, I was given the poem Still I Rise to speak. And then here I am in my first ever play in 2004 and having to sing Still I Rise, the song by Yolanda Adams, which is the clip that I played at the beginning of this episode. And so I pay attention to signs and symbols and wonders and how God can be sending messages through those things, you know, at certain points of our lives. And so that's my true story. I'm sticking with it. And I hope, you know, something that you get something out of this message. I don't want to keep you long, but keep on writing and keep on using your gifts, because it could definitely not just bless you for the therapeutic thing, or bless you, you know, as far as career is concerned, or even your immediate family, but what we create as artists lives on beyond our lives and can literally bless millions after we're gone. So, and that's what Maya Angelou taught us, amongst so many other things, and I'm glad to be the recipient of her gift. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.